Bringing Christ to the nations and the nations to the church. Daily devotions from Lutheran Hour Ministries.
A Title We Don't Deserve by Paul Schreiber for Wednesday, May 15, 2019. The text is Revelation 21, verse 6. And he said to me, "It is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. To the thirsty I will give from the spring of the water of life without payment. The one who conquers will have this heritage, and I will be his God, and he will be my son." In this world, it's easy to feel beat down. It happens in the workplace when a corporate culture minimizes the human element for the bottom line. It happens between married couples when one's impossible demands are never met. It happens in college and high school when peer pressure strips away our resolve to do what's right in favor of being accepted. And it happens on the playground when a raised fist or a searing barb makes us recoil in fear. And if the world doesn't do it, we do it ourselves. Our internal monologue, we tell ourselves, "There's no way you can accomplish that. Who are you trying to kid? Give it up. For Pete's sake, give it up." I wonder how Jesus pressed on in a world full of such pessimism. Whether you're a Bible reader or not, his wilderness temptations are well known. To turn stones into bread, to jump from a high place, calling angels to protect him, to bow down and to worship the devil. Those were his temptations. But what about the day-to-day grind he faced as the Son of God, amplified because Satan knew him to be the Son of God? Surely he too faced the social pressures and internal struggles we know as human beings. After all, he was in every way like us. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 15 says, "For we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weakness, but one who in every respect has been tempted, as we are, yet without sin." Jesus, the one who knows the world we face, he is able to identify with every foible, every weakness and fear. He sees us, and remarkably, he doesn't turn away. And perhaps more remarkable still, he came for us. He came to bestow on us, through the gift of faith, the title, Conqueror. Vanquishing sin, death, and the devil for you, for me. To us, Jesus has granted water from the spring of life, the book of Revelation says. Water without payment. Payment required from us, that is. The cost, as we know by faith, was priceless. Poured out for our sins, Jesus went to the cross on our behalf, taking the impossible weight of our sin with him. Suffering grievous pain and injury for a fallen world, he offered his life as a substitute for ours. To the grave he went, and from the grave he arose, fulfilling the Father's promise of redemption to us and granting us a place at his table in paradise. Thanks be to God for his inexpressible gift. We pray to him, Heavenly Father, you have given your Son the place of supreme honor, and you have granted us to conquer with him as well. May our lives honor him fully. In his name we pray. Amen.